It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Wrestling for the Culture. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. You know where to find the wrestling realm, but if you don't, go right on your YouTube screen, take a look, and you'll see right there. You can follow us right here on YouTube, or if you're listening in your car, you may not be able to see it. So it's simply youtube.com/thewrestlingrealm. Of course, follow us on Twitter at Wrestling Realm, Instagram at Wrestling Realm, Facebook, The Wrestling Realm, and we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, we are there. So folks, Wrestling for the Culture this week, let's get right into it. You know, before we get there, you know, I'm just go ahead and talk for a little bit. Make sure you are following us on social media, The Real Dwayne Allen. So I'm recording this on Sunday, June 9th. Yesterday, The Real Dwayne Allen and I had a full-fledged production day. So stay tuned because you'll see some behind the scenes, including photos, some crazy GIFs, some crazy Insta stories. So make sure you follow that and let us know what you think. Interact with us. Let's get right into it. We're going to start with the WWE. This past Friday, Kofi Kingston retained his WWE Championship, defeating Dolph Ziggler at WWE Super Showdown over in Saudi Arabia. So Kofi's been champion for over 60 days, a lot longer than some of us thought. I'll be one to say, you know, a lot of us said, look, we just wanted Kofi to get one championship, 1-2-3 victory, and we wouldn't care if he lost it the next night. Well, thankfully, he's having a legitimate run. He's defeated Kevin Owens. He's retained his title against Sami Zayn. He's also wrestled, I believe, AJ Styles on Monday Night Raw. So, shout out to Kofi Kingston having a decent championship reign. I love it. And he's due, if you didn't see it, coming up at the next pay-per-view, WWE Stomping Grounds, he will once again defend the title against Dolph Ziggler, this time in a steel cage match. So, I always like to talk about matches that you saw on the mid-card and elevate to the main event. Yes, this is a late bloomer, but we saw this with Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit. Matches they had that was for the Intercontinental Championship, and they were in a main event, even though Stone Cold Steve Austin was in the match. But a better example will obviously be one of my favorite rivalries, that being The Rock and Triple H, who had matches on the mid-card for the Intercontinental Championship, and eventually with main event shows having WWE Championship matches. So we know that Kofi and Dolph give us good matches, so I can't wait to see. They're going to tear the house down. Moving on, R-Truth, folks, he does it again. So this past week, he retained his 24/7 championship. Then he would lose it on just before they was getting ready to get on the airplane to head to Saudi Arabia. Jinder Mahal would sneak up from him, take the title. But guess what? R-Truth found another way while Jinder was sleeping to get the title some 80,000 feet in the air. And, you know, he said, you know, he told the belt, come on now, Mr. 24/7 European, can't be doing that. So, moving on. Shout out to Mia Yim this past week on WWE's NXT programming. Mia Yim, if you didn't see the match, this was a match that was recorded at TakeOver. However, this was, you know, it aired the week after. You know, this past Wednesday on NXT, she won the rubber match between her and Bianca Belair. What an incredible match. The matches got better. And I'm going to go out and say it right here, right now. This is a rivalry that I would love to see last for ages. I think the two work well together. I really enjoyed the match. I enjoyed the story. With Mia Yim being the first person to pin Bianca Belair's shoulders to the mat, 1-2-3, I think there's a huge story to be told here that this can go on to the main roster. I did like Bianca Belair's rivalry with Nikki Cross, because we thought Nikki Cross would be the first person to defeat Bianca Belair. But no, Mia Yim, the first person to get the pinfall. Yes, Shayna Baszler forced her to tap out and in one case made her pass out. But it was Mia Yim making her count her shoulders to the mat. So I'm really interested to see. But I definitely think this win right here makes Mia Yim a credible competitor for the NXT Women's Championship. And do not be surprised when she defeats Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's title. Yes, I said it. So let's move on. Before we leave, Sasha Banks, man, she's living her best life. Sasha Banks been posting photos, and, you know, if you listen to Break It Down with Brian H. this past week, you would have heard me go on a rant where I said that, you know what, I don't see Sasha taking subliminal shots. I said I don't see her taking any direct shots saying she hates wrestling. All she's doing is powering her feed with love. And right here on the screen, you see a picture with her normal color hair that I guess she prefers to wear. It's black. She's out in the forest somewhere in a bathing suit, and she's just relaxing. That's what you see. Sasha Banks living her best life. So enough with the rumors, you know, just let her be. She's getting some R&R, so I love it. And before we leave the WWE scene of Wrestling for the Culture, must note, if you do not know, The artist formerly known as Shane Strickland has a name change, and his name is Isaiah Swerve Scott. I'm very interested to see what happens. Obviously, I follow Shane Strickland throughout his career. You guys seen him on the cover of Wrestling for the Culture, especially when he was rocking and rolling as MLW Heavyweight Champion, but definitely excited for his career. I know a lot of people may not like the name change, but nonetheless, he's out there. He's getting his do, and I'm excited for him, so congratulations to him. Let's move on to WSU Wrestling. This past weekend, Ariella Nix defeated Izzy McCoy in a match that, from what I'm hearing, was not advertised, but she was able to get the match done. Shout out to the photographer who sent me in a lot of information about this past weekend's WSU, and that is the one and only Amy Moore Gordon. I hope I said her name right, but I will tell you, let me give her a shout out. Follow her on Twitter at Happy Peep. I had a chance to work side by side with Amy, you know, doing photos, as you know, as I dedicated last weekend show to the great Lau Williams. Amy was another one of the great photographers who was at ringside, who worked with Hugh and I and Lau, just side by side getting shots. So shout out to her. Really appreciate her sending me all this information. Look for more results from WSU on this upcoming week of Break It Down with Brian H. Another matchup was the one and only Miss Ruthless Lala defeating Megan Mason. So Ruthless Lala remains undefeated at WSU. Let's move on. We're going across to the UK. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, going to the UK at the promotion, I believe, is called Eve. It's a Pro Wrestling Eve ladies promotion, where we saw the one and only Miss Mercedes Blaze take on and defeat. Where is that? I just had it on my notes. So I guess my computer wanted to. Oh, yeah, right there. She defeated Miss Erin Angel. So shout out to Mercedes Blaze getting the win over Erin Angel. So let's move on to Impact Plus presents Night You Can Mist. So this past week we saw Willie Mack defend the House of Hardcore Twitch Television Championship, and he defeated Rich Swann and Teddy Hart. Then we saw Moose defeat the Luchasaurus. And then last but certainly not least in this lineup, in the opener, we saw the Rascals defeat Fulton and OVE. So congratulations to them, everybody at Impact, getting it done, putting on great matches. Make sure you check them out on Twitch. Let's move on. Call him Mr. Two Time. Yes, folks, the one, the only Black G's reclaiming his SKPW Undisputed Championship. So Black G's continues to Make Waves. If you ain't following him, you're doing yourself a disservice. He is the SKPW heavyweight champion for the second time, and he's definitely one of the hardest workers in the business. And then we move on over to New Japan Pro Wrestling as the Gorillas of Destiny retain the IWGP Tag Team titles, defeating Evil and Sonata. And then let's move on to some local wrestling here in Baltimore as Chase Evans becomes the first ever, or Chaz Evans, he gonna correct me if I'm wrong, becomes the first ever AUW Chesapeake champion. So congratulations to him. You can see that right on your screen. Congratulations to him getting it done. All right, so, and then let's go back to Friday night. This past Friday, over down in Texas, in Bryan College Station, Texas, that is, we saw the Reality of Wrestling, or as they say, the Raw Tag Team Champions, Warren Johnson and Zach Mason, together known as Fly Def, they were successfully defeated the Dark Circus, the Dark Circus Stewie, the Cannibal Clown, and the Ringmaster, who had Mountain in their corner. So congratulations to them. Make sure you follow, I got this information from Warren Johnson. Follow him on Instagram at Fly Brother Warren J. So congratulations to them. Now it is time for Black Wrestling Alliance to present us with a new set of champions. So here we go. This past week, we saw the French Moroccan beauty, Amel Winchester, become the new WEW Women's Champion. So congratulations to Amali Winchester. I hope I said her name right. If I said it wrong, please correct me. Then we saw the queen, the voodoo queen, Amara, who now becomes a two-time Power of Wrestling Women's Champion, Power of Wrestling, based out of Austria. And then you may know this guy right here, SoCal Uncensored's own Scorpio Sky, is now a record five-time championship wrestling from Hollywood's United World Network TV champion. Then moving on, Rocket Boy is your new Arizona Wrestling Federation's Unleashed champion. And then Justin Smooth is now a two-time Ohio Valley Wrestling Heavyweight champion. Congratulations to Justin Smooth. And then last but certainly not least, El Rey Anasi, aka the Buffalo Soldier, is now the new Lucha Britannia champion. So congratulations to them. Make sure you are following the Black Wrestling Alliance on Instagram. Make sure you also follow the Facebook fan page and on Twitter. Shout out to my boy, A Dazzle, getting it done. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of Wrestling for the Culture. Like I said, if you're a wrestler out there and you have some results you would like to share, be sure to send them in and you will be featured. But until then, make sure you are subscribed to the Wrestling Realm on YouTube. Make sure you are liking the Facebook fan page. Join the Facebook group. You know, we in there, we talk wrestling. That's what people do, right? Talking wrestling. And, you know, you have other promotions who promote their product, you know. So make sure you are tuned in there. And make sure you are following us on Twitter and engaging with us in the conversation. Comment down below on YouTube. Until the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for this week's episode of Wrestling for the Culture. For more episodes or more content from the Wrestling Realm Network, hit the subscribe button down low. Make sure you turn on the bell for notifications. Till the next time, too sweet.